are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord. Answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of God fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their face. They said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." So here, God answered. It stopped the arguments. It stopped the wavering of the children of Israel. They realized they had erred. They had gone after a false God, and God was still there, and God was still with them. And so Elijah, in verse 40, he called to those with him, to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. So he took out 450 false prophets by himself. So we, with the power of God, we can fight a battle just as fierce through the name of Jesus. With the word of God, the sword coming out of our mouth can pull down strongholds and see change in our city, in our nation. And so Elijah, after this, he ended up in a very bad state. Chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a message to Elijah saying, 'So may the gods do to me and even more if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow this time.'" So she put out a death sentence on him. And I was trying to find what happened to her, but she ended up getting stampeded, just stomped to death by horses. Yeah. She had her due. So Elijah, poor Elijah, here he is. He stood up against Ahab. He called a duel with actually 850 false prophets. And he hears this word from Jezebel. And in verse number 3, we find he's afraid and arose and ran for his life. See, he's a person just like us. We can have a good battle. And the thing is, after we have a victory, a great breakthrough, somehow on the back end of it, there'll be some backlash. There'll be something that'll come to try to drag you down. And so here he was. He was afraid. And he was running for his life because of Jezebel. And so he found himself under a tree. And the angel came and fed him. Verses 5 through 7. The second time the angel of the Lord came, touched him and said, "Arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. So he's questioning God. And God takes him up on a mountain. There's an earthquake. There's a strong wind. There's a fire. But then he didn't hear God in any of those. God spoke to him in a still, small voice. And he was so depressed, and he said to the Lord, "Why don't you just kill me yourself?" This was in verse 4. He said, "Lord, it's enough now. Take my life, for I'm not better than my father's." So he's having a real, not only he's afraid,